conclusions, Mr. President. I think we do need to adapt. I think we have adapted, and surgical oncology has adapted, to address the issues that I've outlined to you. I think that it's a very exciting future as long as we grasp those issues that I raise with you. I think we have to adapt. We do. Those of us from our generation have moved from standard open procedures to take on board minimally invasive procedures and to learn continuous development. And indeed, Patricia Hamilton, who's the medical director of ATE, Health Education England, has quoted that perhaps one of the C's in CCT should be dropped. That's the completion. And just call it a certificate of training, because it means it's a waypoint on your next route up through your continued professional development, because we are learning all of the time. The play on words was deliberate at the beginning. Where was it going? Or is it actually withering? I've shown you the challenges, I think, that we face. I don't think it's withering. And I think that this association, particularly the way Andrew's taken it forward, has shown that cancer surgery is there to stay. It's going to have to change, but I think we're good enough to meet those challenges. Thank you very much.